Marcus Aurelius once said, "If someone can prove me wrong and show me my mistake in any thought or action, I shall gladly change. I seek the truth, which never harmed anyone. The harm is to persist in one's own self-deception and ignorance." The wise man, the Stoic, knows he can't change what's beyond his control. But he can change his own mind. He seeks the truth, aiming to live in harmony with the truth. And thus, to change your belief from 10 years ago, that's growth. To be persuaded by someone else's argument isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of an open mind. It shows that you've mastered yourself, rather than being mastered by yourself. If you wish to be a Stoic, you must understand that external things cannot upset you. It's only your opinions about these things that can. In Stoicism, events themselves are seen as objective. They simply are what they are. But our interpretation of these events, the subjective lens through which we view them, is what can upset us or empower us. You see, the Stoics were keen on utilizing their minds for their own benefit. They took life's raw materials, the events beyond their control, and focused solely on how these can be advantageous to them. This is a true Stoic, a mind that finds strength and opportunity in every twist and turn of fate. Lesson 1: Unveiling Truth and Deception. Have you ever considered how often you are deceived by appearances? Why is it so easy to be deceived by appearances? The Stoics believed that our senses and initial perceptions can often mislead us, making us vulnerable to deception. Marcus Aurelius emphasized that we should see things as they are, rather than how they appear to be. This involves looking beyond superficial appearances and questioning the underlying reality. By training ourselves to be skeptical of first impressions, we can avoid the pitfalls of deception and develop a more accurate understanding of the world. This practice of skepticism is not about cynicism, but about fostering a critical and discerning mind. How can we use reason to uncover truth in deception? The Stoics held rationality as the supreme tool for discerning truth. Epictetus taught that we should examine our impressions and subject them to the scrutiny of reason. This means questioning the validity of our perceptions and seeking evidence to support or refute them. Rational analysis helps us to identify inconsistencies and uncover the truth hidden beneath layers of deception. By relying on reason, we can separate fact from fiction and make more informed decisions. This approach empowers us to see beyond the immediate and apparent, revealing the deeper truths of our experiences. What role does self-awareness play in identifying deception? The Stoics emphasize the importance of knowing oneself as a means to understanding the world. Epictetus advised, "To be unaware of one's own faults is to be deceived by oneself." Self-awareness allows us to recognize our biases and emotional triggers, which can cloud our judgment and make us susceptible to deception. By reflecting on our thoughts and emotions, we can identify the ways in which we deceive ourselves and correct them. This practice leads to greater clarity and authenticity, enabling us to see the truth more clearly. Self-awareness is the foundation of self-mastery and honest living. How can we practice vigilance in daily life to avoid deception? The Stoics advocated for constant vigilance and mindfulness as a way to stay grounded in reality. Epictetus encouraged us to be mindful of the things we say, do, and think, highlighting the need for continuous self-examination. Practicing mindfulness helps us to stay present and attentive, reducing the likelihood of being misled by external appearances or internal biases. This vigilance is a form of mental discipline that sharpens our ability to detect falsehoods. By remaining alert and aware, we can navigate through the complexities of life with greater accuracy and integrity. What can we learn from challenging our assumptions? The Stoics taught that challenging our assumptions is crucial for uncovering the truth. Epictetus urged us to test our impressions and examine whether they are accurate. This involves questioning our beliefs and seeking out opposing viewpoints to gain a fuller understanding of the situation. By challenging our assumptions, we expose the flaws and inconsistencies in our thinking, leading to a more truthful perspective. This practice fosters intellectual humility and openness, allowing us to learn and grow continuously. It is through this rigorous examination that we can strip away deception and reveal the underlying truth. How does embracing discomfort help in seeing the truth? The Stoics believed that facing discomfort and adversity is essential for personal growth and clarity. Seneca remarked, "Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body." By willingly confronting uncomfortable truths and challenging situations, we develop resilience and a deeper understanding of reality. Avoiding discomfort often leads to self-deception and a distorted view of the world. Embracing discomfort, on the other hand, helps us to confront reality head-on and build the mental fortitude to see things as they truly are. This practice cultivates a mindset that is unafraid of the truth, no matter how harsh it may be. What practical steps can we take to practice these principles in our daily lives? To apply these Stoic lessons practically, start by practicing reflective journaling. Each day, write down instances where you felt deceived or misled and analyze them critically. Identify any assumptions you made and challenge their validity. Engage in regular self-reflection to become more aware of your biases and emotional triggers. Additionally, practice mindfulness to stay present and vigilant, and seek out diverse perspectives to challenge your beliefs. By consistently applying these practices, you will develop the ability to see through deception and uncover the truth in your daily life. Unveiling truth in deception, as taught by the Stoics, is a vital skill for achieving clarity and integrity. It involves being skeptical of appearances, using reason to analyze our perceptions, cultivating self-awareness, practicing vigilance, challenging our assumptions, embracing discomfort, and engaging in practical exercises to sharpen our discernment. By adopting these Stoic practices, we can navigate through the illusions and falsehoods of life, uncovering the deeper truths that lead to wisdom and inner peace. Lesson 2. Unmasking intentions in people. How often do you question the true intentions behind others' actions? What drives people's actions? The Stoics believed that understanding the true intentions behind people's actions requires looking beyond their words and behaviors. Marcus Aurelius advised, "When someone does wrong, immediately consider what notion of good or evil they have." This insight emphasizes the importance of examining the underlying beliefs and values that drive people's actions. By understanding these internal drivers, we can gain a clearer picture of their true intentions. This approach helps us to see beyond superficial appearances and recognize the deeper motivations at play. It encourages us to be observant and thoughtful in our interactions with others. How can we develop discernment in understanding others' intentions? The Stoics emphasized the use of reason and critical thinking to discern the truth. Epictetus taught that we should examine our impressions and not take things at face value. This means questioning the motives behind people's actions and seeking evidence to support or refute our initial impressions. Rational analysis helps us to identify inconsistencies and hidden agendas, allowing us to see the true intentions behind their actions. By relying on reason, we can avoid being misled by charm or deceit and make more informed judgments about others' motives. This practice cultivates a discerning and perceptive mind. Why is empathy important in understanding intentions? The Stoics believed that empathy is a crucial tool for understanding others' intentions. Seneca noted, "No man can live a happy life if he turns everything to his own purposes." This highlights the importance of considering others' perspectives and feelings. By putting ourselves in others' shoes, we can better understand their motivations and intentions. Empathy allows us to see beyond our own biases and assumptions, providing a more accurate and compassionate view of others. This practice fosters deeper connections and helps us to navigate social interactions with greater insight and understanding. How can we guard against manipulation? The Stoics warned against being naive or overly trusting. Epictetus advised, "It is not to be expected that men should form themselves in our way of thinking, but that they should act according to their own principles." This reminder encourages us to be cautious and discerning in our dealings with others. By recognizing that people may act out of self-interest or deceit, we can protect ourselves from manipulation. This involves being vigilant and skeptical, questioning others' motives and seeking evidence of their sincerity. By maintaining a healthy level of skepticism, we can safeguard our well-being and avoid being taken advantage of. What role does self-awareness play in understanding intentions? The Stoics emphasized the importance of knowing oneself to better understand others. Epictetus taught, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." Self-awareness allows us to recognize our own biases and emotional triggers, which can cloud our judgment of others' intentions. By reflecting on our thoughts and feelings, we can identify the ways in which we might be projecting our own insecurities or desires onto others. This practice helps us to approach social interactions with greater clarity and objectivity, leading to more accurate assessments of others' motives. How can we practice vigilance in daily interactions? The Stoics advocated for constant vigilance and mindfulness as a way to stay attuned to others' intentions. Practicing mindfulness helps us to stay present and attentive, reducing the likelihood of being misled by others' words or actions. This vigilance is a form of mental discipline that sharpens our ability to detect falsehoods and hidden motives. By remaining alert and aware, we can navigate social interactions with greater accuracy and integrity. What can we learn from observing others' patterns of behavior? The Stoics taught that consistent patterns of behavior reveal true intentions. Epictetus advised, "To refrain from imitation is the best revenge." This suggests that we should observe others' actions over time rather than relying on isolated incidents. Patterns of behavior provide a more reliable indicator of true intentions than single actions or words. By paying attention to how people consistently behave, we can discern their underlying motivations and values. This practice helps us to build a more accurate and trustworthy understanding of others' intentions, leading to more authentic and meaningful relationships. How can we apply these principles in our daily lives? To apply these Stoic lessons practically, start by practicing active listening and observation in your interactions. Pay close attention to people's words, tone, and body language, and look for patterns in their behavior. Reflect on your initial impressions and question their validity, seeking evidence to support or refute them. Engage in regular self-reflection to become more aware of your biases and emotional triggers. Additionally, practice empathy by considering others' perspectives and feelings, and maintain a healthy level of skepticism to guard against manipulation. By consistently applying these practices, you will develop the ability to see through deception and uncover the true intentions behind others' actions. Unmasking the intentions of people, as taught by the Stoics, is a vital skill for building authentic relationships and navigating social interactions with clarity and integrity. It involves looking beyond appearances, using reason to analyze motives, cultivating empathy, guarding against manipulation, practicing vigilance, observing patterns of behavior, and engaging in practical exercises to sharpen our discernment. By adopting these Stoic practices, we can navigate through the complexities of social interactions, uncovering the deeper truths that lead to wisdom and authentic connections. Lesson 3: Unmasking the truth in information. Have you ever questioned the reliability of the information you consume? In our age of information overload, discerning the truth has become increasingly challenging. The Stoics, with their timeless wisdom, offer valuable insights on how to sift through information and uncover the truth. Our third lesson focuses on seeing the truth in information, a skill crucial for navigating today's complex media landscape. By adopting Stoic principles, we can develop a critical mindset that helps us evaluate the reliability and validity of the information we encounter. How can we critically evaluate the sources of our information? The Stoics believed in the importance of scrutinizing the sources of our beliefs. Epictetus urged us to look at the source of all actions and separate what is true from what is not. This means examining the credibility and motives of those who provide us with information. Are they trustworthy? Do they have an agenda? By questioning the reliability of our sources, we can avoid being misled by biased or false information. This practice encourages us to seek information from multiple credible sources to build a well-rounded understanding of any topic. What role does reason play in evaluating information? The Stoics held reason as the supreme tool for discerning truth. Epictetus taught that we should examine our impressions and subject them to rational scrutiny. This involves analyzing the logic and coherence of the information we receive. Does it make sense? Is it supported by evidence? Rational analysis helps us to identify inconsistencies and logical fallacies, allowing us to separate fact from fiction. By applying reason, we can critically evaluate the information we encounter and make more informed decisions. This approach fosters a mindset that values truth and intellectual rigor. How can we guard against confirmation bias? The Stoics emphasize the importance of being aware of our biases. Seneca noted, "The mind that is anxious about future events is miserable." This highlights the tendency to seek out information that confirms our pre-existing beliefs and anxieties. Confirmation bias can distort our perception of reality and lead us to accept false or misleading information. By recognizing and challenging our biases, we can develop a more objective and balanced perspective. This practice involves actively seeking out opposing viewpoints and considering them with an open mind. By doing so, we can guard against the distortions of confirmation bias and approach information more critically. What is the importance of evidence in discerning truth? The Stoics valued empirical evidence as a basis for knowledge. Marcus Aurelius advised, "If anyone can prove and show to me that I think and act in error, I will gladly change it." This underscores the importance of being open to evidence that contradicts our beliefs. By grounding our judgments in evidence, we can avoid being swayed by unfounded claims or misinformation. This practice involves seeking out verifiable data and cross-referencing multiple sources to ensure accuracy. By prioritizing evidence, we can build a more reliable and truthful understanding of the world. How can we practice discernment in our daily consumption of information? The Stoics advocated for mindfulness and vigilance in our daily lives. Epictetus taught that we should be mindful of the things we say, do, and think. This involves being selective and discerning about the information we consume. Are we mindlessly scrolling through social media, or are we seeking out high-quality, credible sources? By being mindful of our information diet, we can ensure that we are exposed to accurate and valuable content. This practice helps us to stay informed without being overwhelmed by the noise and distractions of the information age. What can we learn from questioning our assumptions? The Stoics believe that questioning our assumptions is essential for uncovering the truth. Epictetus advised, "To be unaware of one's own faults is to be deceived by oneself." This means critically examining our beliefs and assumptions to identify potential flaws or biases. Are our beliefs based on evidence, or are they the result of unexamined assumptions? By questioning our assumptions, we can uncover hidden biases and correct our thinking. This practice fosters intellectual humility and openness, allowing us to learn and grow continuously. It is through this rigorous self-examination that we can strip away falsehoods and reveal the underlying truth. How does embracing uncertainty help in seeing the truth? The Stoics taught that embracing uncertainty is crucial for personal growth and clarity. Seneca remarked, "Live not as though there were 1,000 years ahead of you. Fate is at your elbow. Make yourself good while life and power are still yours." This awareness of life's uncertainty encourages us to be humble and open-minded. By accepting that we do not have all the answers, we remain curious and willing to learn. Embracing uncertainty helps us to approach information with a critical and inquisitive mindset, always seeking to expand our understanding and uncover the truth. What practical steps can we take to apply these principles in our daily lives? To apply these Stoic lessons practically, start by being selective about the sources of your information. Choose credible, reliable sources and cross-reference multiple perspectives. Practice rational analysis by questioning the logic and evidence behind the information you receive. Be aware of your biases and actively seek out opposing viewpoints. Engage in regular self-reflection to examine your assumptions and embrace uncertainty by remaining open to new information and perspectives. By consistently applying these practices, you will develop the ability to see through misinformation and uncover the truth in your daily consumption of information. Unmasking the truth in information, as taught by the Stoics, is a vital skill for navigating today's complex media landscape. It involves scrutinizing sources, applying reason, guarding against biases, valuing evidence, practicing discernment, questioning assumptions, embracing uncertainty, and engaging in practical exercises to sharpen our critical thinking. By adopting these Stoic practices, we can navigate through the complexities of information, uncovering the deeper truths that lead to wisdom and informed decision-making. Lesson 4. Recognizing cognitive biases. Have you ever considered how your mind might be tricking you? Cognitive biases are mental shortcuts that can distort our perceptions and lead us away from the truth. The Stoics, with their emphasis on rationality and self-awareness, offer valuable strategies for recognizing and counteracting these biases. We will explore how to see the truth by identifying and managing cognitive biases. By understanding these mental pitfalls, we can cultivate a clearer, more accurate view of the world. What are some common cognitive biases that distort our perceptions? The Stoics were keenly aware of various biases that can cloud our judgment. Confirmation bias, for instance, is the tendency to seek out information that confirms our pre-existing beliefs while ignoring contradictory evidence. Another common bias is the availability heuristic, where we judge the likelihood of events based on how easily examples come to mind. The Stoics also recognize the influence of the bandwagon effect, where we adopt beliefs and behaviors because they are popular. These biases can significantly distort our understanding of reality, leading us to make flawed decisions and judgments. How did the Stoics identify these biases in their thinking? The Stoics advocated for continuous self-examination and critical thinking to identify cognitive biases. Marcus Aurelius advised, "If someone is able to show me that what I think or do is not right, I will happily change, for I seek the truth, which harms no one." This openness to correction involves questioning our thoughts and seeking feedback from others. By being aware of our tendencies to favor certain types of information or follow the crowd, we can begin to recognize when these biases are at play. The Stoics believed that by consistently reflecting on our thoughts and actions, we could uncover and address these cognitive distortions. How can we counteract confirmation bias specifically? The Stoics recommended actively seeking out opposing viewpoints as a way to counteract confirmation bias. By deliberately exposing ourselves to different perspectives and challenging our beliefs, we can gain a more balanced and accurate understanding of reality. This practice involves engaging with diverse sources of information and being open to changing our minds in the face of new evidence. By making a habit of questioning our assumptions and seeking out alternative viewpoints, we can mitigate the effects of confirmation bias. What about the availability heuristic? How can we address this bias? The availability heuristic can be countered by seeking out comprehensive and statistically sound information. The Stoics believed in the importance of rationality and evidence-based thinking. Epictetus advised, "Always bear in mind that everything that exists is a result of change." This means recognizing that our immediate impressions might not represent the broader reality. To counter this bias, we should strive to gather information from a wide range of sources and base our judgments on solid evidence rather than anecdotal examples. This approach helps us to develop a more accurate and nuanced understanding of the world. How does the bandwagon effect influence our decisions, and how can we resist it? The bandwagon effect can lead us to adopt beliefs and behaviors simply because they are popular, rather than because they are true or right. The Stoics emphasize the importance of independent thinking and integrity. To resist the bandwagon effect, we can practice critical thinking and maintain a strong sense of our own values and principles. This involves questioning popular opinions and making decisions based on reason and evidence, rather than social pressure. What practical exercises can help us identify and counteract cognitive biases? The Stoics recommended several exercises to cultivate rational thinking and self-awareness. One effective practice is daily journaling, where we reflect on our thoughts, decisions, and the potential biases that influence them. Engaging in discussions with others who hold different viewpoints can help us recognize and address our biases. These practices encourage ongoing self-examination and critical thinking, helping us to develop a more accurate and unbiased perspective. Can you provide an example of how to apply these principles in everyday life? Imagine you are considering a major decision, such as a career change. To apply Stoic principles, you would start by gathering information from a variety of sources, including those that present different viewpoints. You would reflect on your motivations and identify any biases that might be influencing your decision, such as the bandwagon effect or confirmation bias. By journaling about your thoughts and seeking feedback from trusted advisors, you can gain a clearer understanding of the situation. This process helps you to make a well-informed, rational decision based on a balanced view of the evidence. Recognizing cognitive biases is essential for seeing the truth and making sound decisions. By understanding common biases like confirmation bias, the availability heuristic, and the bandwagon effect, we can develop strategies to counteract them. The Stoics teach us to engage in continuous self-examination, seek out diverse perspectives, and base our judgments on evidence and reason. Through practical exercises such as journaling and critical discussions, we can cultivate a more accurate and unbiased view of the world. By adopting these Stoic practices, we enhance our ability to navigate life's complexities with clarity and wisdom. Lesson 5. Maintaining Stoic objectivity amid social and cultural influences. Have you ever considered how deeply social and cultural factors shape your perceptions? The Stoics, with their emphasis on independent judgment and rationality, provide valuable insights on how to maintain objectivity amid the pressures of societal norms and cultural influences. Understanding the extent to which these external factors impact our thinking is crucial for achieving a clear and truthful perspective. By adopting Stoic principles, we can cultivate a mindset that resists conforming blindly to social expectations and instead upholds the integrity of our own reasoned judgments. How do social and cultural factors shape our visual perceptions? Social and cultural influences profoundly affect how we perceive the world around us. From a young age, we are conditioned by the norms, values, and beliefs prevalent in our societies. These influences shape our views on everything from beauty standards to ethical principles. The Stoics recognized that such conditioning can lead to distorted perceptions and judgments that are not truly our own. By being aware of these influences, we can begin to question and critically assess the validity of the views we hold, striving to see the world more objectively and truthfully. What strategies did the Stoics recommend for maintaining independent judgment? The Stoics advocated for constant self-reflection and critical thinking as methods to maintain independent judgment. Epictetus advised, "Be content to seem what you really are," emphasizing the importance of authenticity and self-awareness. Epictetus similarly urged his followers to examine and test your own views to ensure they are not merely a product of societal influence. These practices involve regularly questioning our beliefs and seeking to understand whether they are based on rational thought or social conditioning. By cultivating a habit of introspection and critical analysis, we can uphold the integrity of our own reasoned judgments. How can we practice Stoic objectivity in our daily lives? Practicing Stoic objectivity involves a commitment to continuous self-examination and mindfulness. This means being vigilant about the sources of our beliefs and being willing to challenge them. One practical exercise is to regularly reflect on your opinions and ask yourself whether they are truly yours or a reflection of societal expectations. Another exercise is to engage with diverse perspectives, which can help reveal biases shaped by cultural norms. By maintaining a disciplined approach to self-reflection and critical thinking, we can strengthen our ability to see the truth independently of social and cultural influences. What insights do Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus offer on social influence? Both Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus provided profound insights on how to resist social pressure and maintain personal integrity. Epictetus noted, "The opinion of 10,000 men is of no value if none of them know anything about the subject." This highlights the importance of valuing truth and expertise over popular opinion. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Don't explain your philosophy, embody it." This means living according to your principles rather than seeking approval from others. These teachings emphasize the need to prioritize personal authenticity and reason over societal approval, guiding us to live a life true to our values. How do we differentiate between useful social norms and harmful societal pressures? The Stoics taught that not all social norms are inherently bad. Some can be useful for harmonious living. However, it is essential to differentiate between norms that align with reason and virtue, and those that are merely conformist pressures. Marcus Aurelius advised, "If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it." This principle helps us discern which norms to follow based on their alignment with truth and virtue. By applying this filter, we can embrace beneficial social practices while rejecting those that compromise our integrity or rational judgment. What role does courage play in maintaining Stoic objectivity? The Stoics believed that courage is essential for maintaining objectivity in the face of social and cultural pressures. It takes courage to stand by your principles and beliefs, especially when they go against the grain of popular opinion. Epictetus encouraged us to be unmoved by praise or blame, suggesting that we should remain steadfast in our convictions regardless of external validation or criticism. By cultivating the virtue of courage, we can resist the temptation to conform and instead uphold the truth as guided by reason and integrity. How can we apply these Stoic principles to modern social media influences? In today's digital age, social media is a powerful force that shapes our perceptions and beliefs. The Stoic approach to maintaining objectivity can be particularly useful in this context. To apply these principles, start by being mindful of the content you consume and the sources you trust. Practice critical thinking by questioning the motives behind the information presented and seeking evidence before forming opinions. Engage in regular digital detoxes to prevent information overload and maintain mental clarity. By applying Stoic objectivity to our interaction with social media, we can protect ourselves from manipulation and stay true to our reasoned judgments. Maintaining Stoic objectivity amid social and cultural influences is crucial for seeing the truth clearly. By recognizing how deeply these external factors shape our perceptions, we can begin to question and critically assess our beliefs. The Stoics teach us to engage in continuous self-reflection, prioritize reason over popular opinion, and embody our principles with courage. Through practical exercises and mindful practices, we can uphold the integrity of our own judgments and navigate the complexities of social influences with clarity and wisdom. By adopting these Stoic practices, we enhance our ability to see the world as it truly is, independent of societal pressures. Lesson 6: Propaganda and Persuasion, Stoic Defense Mechanisms. Have you ever wondered how propaganda and persuasive techniques can shape your beliefs and actions? The Stoics, with their focus on rationality and self-awareness, offer valuable strategies to defend against manipulation. Understanding the mechanisms of propaganda and persuasion is crucial for maintaining a clear and truthful perspective. By recognizing these techniques, we can develop a Stoic defense that protects our minds from deceptive influences. This lesson explores how the Stoics teach us to build resilience against manipulation and maintain our integrity. What are the mechanisms of propaganda and persuasive techniques? Propaganda uses biased or misleading information to promote a particular political cause or point of view. Persuasive techniques often rely on emotional appeals, repetition, and authority figures to influence people's beliefs and actions. The Stoics understood that these methods could bypass rational thought and exploit our vulnerabilities. Recognizing these mechanisms is the first step in defending against them. By being aware of how propaganda works, we can remain vigilant and critically assess the information presented to us. This awareness helps us to see through the manipulation and focus on the underlying truth. How can we build a Stoic defense against manipulation? The Stoics emphasize the importance of rationality and independent judgment in resisting manipulation. Epictetus taught, "Make it your study to avoid deception," urging us to be constantly aware of attempts to manipulate our perceptions. One effective defense mechanism is to cultivate a habit of questioning and verifying information before accepting it as true. By asking critical questions and seeking evidence, we can avoid being swayed by emotional appeals or authoritative claims. This practice of skepticism and critical thinking strengthens our ability to see the truth and resist manipulation. What role does emotional regulation play in resisting persuasion? Emotional regulation is a key component of the Stoic defense against manipulation. Marcus Aurelius advised, "If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it." By managing our emotions, we can prevent propagandists and persuaders from exploiting our fears, hopes, and desires. Practicing mindfulness and self-awareness helps us to recognize when our emotions are being manipulated. By maintaining emotional equilibrium, we can respond to persuasive attempts with reason and clarity, rather than reacting impulsively. How do historical examples of Stoics resisting persuasive deception illustrate these principles? Historical accounts of Stoics like Marcus Aurelius and Cato the Younger show how they maintained their integrity in the face of persuasive deception. Cato, for instance, was known for his steadfastness and refusal to be swayed by popular opinion or political pressure. His commitment to truth and virtue made him a formidable opponent against manipulation. Similarly, Marcus Aurelius's meditations reveal his constant effort to align his actions with reason and virtue, despite external pressures. These examples demonstrate the power of Stoic principles in resisting manipulation and maintaining a clear perspective. What practical steps can we take to apply these Stoic defense mechanisms in our lives? To apply these principles, start by being mindful of the sources of your information and questioning their motives. Practice critical thinking by evaluating the evidence and seeking out diverse perspectives. Engage in regular self-reflection to identify any emotional triggers that might make you susceptible to manipulation. Additionally, practice mindfulness to stay present and aware of your emotional responses. By incorporating these practices into your daily routine, you can build a strong Stoic defense against propaganda and persuasion. How can understanding logical fallacies enhance our defense against manipulation? The Stoics valued logical reasoning as a tool for discerning truth. By understanding common logical fallacies, we can recognize when arguments are designed to deceive rather than inform. For example, the ad hominem fallacy attacks a person's character instead of addressing the argument, while the appeal to authority relies on the opinion of an authority figure rather than evidence. By learning to identify these fallacies, we can avoid being misled by flawed reasoning and focus on the substance of the arguments presented. This knowledge empowers us to critically evaluate information and resist manipulative tactics. What is the importance of maintaining integrity in the face of persuasive deception? Maintaining integrity is essential for upholding Stoic principles and resisting manipulation. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." This emphasizes the importance of living according to our values and principles, regardless of external pressures. By committing to truth and virtue, we create a foundation of integrity that cannot be easily shaken by persuasive attempts. This steadfastness helps us to remain true to ourselves and our beliefs, providing a strong defense against manipulation. How can we support others in building their Stoic defenses against propaganda and persuasion? Supporting others in developing their critical thinking and emotional regulation skills can help create a community resilient to manipulation. Encourage open discussions and the sharing of diverse viewpoints to foster a culture of critical inquiry. Provide resources and guidance on identifying logical fallacies and understanding persuasive techniques. By promoting Stoic principles and practices, we can help others build their defenses against propaganda and persuasion, contributing to a more informed and rational society. Through collective effort, we can strengthen our resilience against manipulation and uphold the truth. Understanding the mechanisms of propaganda and persuasive techniques is crucial for maintaining a clear and truthful perspective. By recognizing these methods, we can build a Stoic defense that protects our minds from deceptive influences. The Stoics teach us to cultivate rationality, manage our emotions, and maintain our integrity in the face of manipulation. Through practical steps and historical examples, we can apply these principles in our daily lives and support others in doing the same. By adopting Stoic defenses, we enhance our ability to see the truth and navigate a world filled with persuasive deception. Lesson 7: The role of logic and reason in uncovering truth. Have you ever pondered the pivotal role that logic and reason play in uncovering truth? In Stoic philosophy, logic and reason are foundational principles that guide us towards a clearer understanding of reality. The Stoics believed that through the disciplined application of these tools, we could navigate the complexities of life with wisdom and clarity. By emphasizing rational thought, the Stoics aimed to help individuals cut through the noise of misinformation and reach sound conclusions. This lesson explores the importance of logic and reason in Stoic philosophy and provides practical methods to apply these principles in our lives. Why are logic and reason so important in Stoic philosophy? The Stoics held that the universe operates according to rational principles and that human beings, as part of this universe, have the capacity to understand these principles through logic and reason. Epictetus stated, "The rational soul moves itself and makes use of the other powers possessed by the mind." This underscores the belief that reason is our most powerful tool for understanding and navigating the world. Logic and reason enable us to distinguish between true and false, right and wrong, allowing us to make informed decisions that align with our values and goals. How can we apply logical analysis to debunk misinformation? Logical analysis involves critically evaluating information to determine its validity. The Stoics advocated for questioning the sources of our beliefs and examining the evidence supporting them. Epictetus advised, "First learn the meaning of what you say, and then speak." This means we should not accept information at face value, but should instead analyze its logical coherence and empirical support. By identifying logical fallacies and inconsistencies, we can debunk misinformation and form a more accurate understanding of the truth. This practice helps us to remain grounded in reality and avoid being misled by falsehoods. What are some common logical fallacies to watch out for? The Stoics emphasize the importance of recognizing logical fallacies to avoid faulty reasoning. Common fallacies include ad hominem attacks, where the argument attacks the person instead of the argument itself. Strawman arguments, which misrepresent an opponent's position to make it easier to attack. And false dilemmas, which present only two options when more exist. By being aware of these fallacies, we can critically evaluate arguments and avoid being swayed by flawed reasoning. This awareness strengthens our ability to discern truth from deception and make more rational decisions. How can we incorporate Stoic methods into our logical reasoning practice? The Stoics recommended a disciplined approach to thinking, involving regular self-examination and reflection. Marcus Aurelius suggested, "If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it." This principle encourages us to rigorously evaluate our thoughts and actions to ensure they are aligned with reason and truth. By incorporating practices such as journaling, where we reflect on our reasoning processes and identify areas for improvement, we can cultivate a more logical and rational mindset. These methods help us to develop clarity and precision in our thinking. What practical exercises can strengthen our logical reasoning skills? To strengthen logical reasoning skills, engage in exercises that challenge your critical thinking. One effective practice is to regularly solve logic puzzles and engage in activities that require deductive reasoning. Another exercise is to analyze news articles and identify any logical fallacies or biases present. Debate with others on various topics, ensuring that your arguments are based on sound logic and evidence. Additionally, practice explaining complex concepts in simple terms, as this helps to clarify your understanding and strengthen your reasoning skills. These exercises build mental discipline and enhance your ability to think logically. How do the teachings of Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius guide us in using logic and reason? Epictetus emphasized the importance of understanding and applying rational principles in everyday life. He taught that we should test and approve our beliefs through reasoned analysis. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, constantly reminded himself to align his thoughts and actions with rational principles. Their teachings encourage us to adopt a rigorous approach to thinking, where we continuously evaluate our beliefs and actions against the standards of logic and reason. By following their guidance, we can develop a mindset that prioritizes truth and rationality in all aspects of life. How can logical reasoning help us navigate emotional challenges? The Stoics believe that logic and reason are essential tools for managing emotions. By applying rational analysis to our emotional responses, we can gain a clearer understanding of their causes and implications. What role does continuous learning play in developing logical reasoning skills? The Stoics valued lifelong learning as a means to cultivate wisdom and improve reasoning abilities. Epictetus advised, "Seek not the good in external things, seek it in yourselves." This implies that we should focus on developing our inner capacities, including our ability to reason logically. Engaging in continuous learning, whether through reading, attending lectures, or participating in discussions, helps us to refine our thinking and stay intellectually sharp. By committing to lifelong learning, we can continually enhance our logical reasoning skills and deepen our understanding of the world. The importance of logic and reason in Stoic philosophy cannot be overstated. These tools are essential for navigating the complexities of life and uncovering the truth. By applying logical analysis, recognizing common fallacies, and engaging in practical exercises, we can strengthen our reasoning abilities and develop a clearer understanding of reality. The teachings of Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius provide valuable guidance on how to incorporate logic and reason into our daily lives. Through continuous learning and disciplined thinking, we can cultivate a rational mindset that helps us navigate both intellectual and emotional challenges with wisdom and clarity. Lesson 8: Guarding Against Emotional Deception. Have you ever thought about how your emotions can be manipulated to deceive you? Emotions, while integral to the human experience, can be exploited to distort our perception of reality. The Stoics recognized this vulnerability and developed methods to manage and understand emotions, allowing us to see the truth more clearly. By understanding how emotions can be used against us, we can guard ourselves against emotional deception and maintain a balanced perspective. This lesson delves into the Stoic strategies for handling emotional manipulation and provides historical examples of how Stoic philosophers dealt with emotional trickery. How can emotions be manipulated to deceive us? Emotions are powerful motivators that can cloud our judgment and lead us to make irrational decisions. Manipulators often exploit our fears, desires, and insecurities to influence our actions and beliefs. For example, fear can be used to provoke hasty decisions, while flattery can lead to unwarranted trust. The Stoics understood that unchecked emotions could distort our perception of reality and make us susceptible to deception. By recognizing how emotions can be manipulated, we can begin to protect ourselves from those who seek to exploit our emotional vulnerabilities. What methods did the Stoics recommend for managing and understanding emotions? The Stoics emphasized the importance of emotional regulation and rational analysis. Our emotional responses are shaped by our judgments, which can be examined and corrected. By practicing mindfulness and self-reflection, we can develop a greater awareness of our emotions and learn to respond to them rationally. How can mindfulness help us guard against emotional manipulation? Mindfulness involves being fully present and aware of our thoughts and feelings without judgment. By practicing mindfulness, we can observe our emotional responses and identify when they are being influenced by external factors. This awareness allows us to pause and evaluate the situation objectively, rather than reacting impulsively. The Stoics believed that by maintaining a calm and centered mind, we could better navigate emotional challenges and avoid being deceived. Mindfulness helps us to create a space between stimulus and response, enabling us to choose our reactions wisely. What role does self-reflection play in understanding our emotions? Self-reflection is a key Stoic practice for gaining insight into our emotional responses. By regularly examining our thoughts and feelings, we can identify patterns and triggers that influence our emotions. Marcus Aurelius encouraged this practice by writing, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." By reflecting on our experiences and analyzing our reactions, we can uncover the underlying beliefs and judgments that shape our emotions. This deeper understanding helps us to manage our emotions more effectively and reduce the likelihood of being manipulated. How did Stoic philosophers deal with emotional trickery in their own lives? Historical examples of Stoic philosophers provide valuable insights into how they handled emotional manipulation. For instance, Seneca faced numerous political intrigues and personal attacks throughout his life, Despite these challenges, he remained composed and focused on his principles. Seneca's writings emphasize the importance of inner strength and resilience in the face of external pressures. Similarly, Epictetus, who was born a slave, used his experiences to develop a profound understanding of emotional freedom. His teachings highlight the power of maintaining control over one's mind, regardless of external circumstances. What can we learn from Seneca's approach to emotional manipulation? Seneca's resilience in the face of political and personal adversity offers a powerful example of Stoic practice. He advised, "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality," emphasizing the need to control our fears and anxieties. By focusing on what we can control, our thoughts and reactions, Seneca demonstrated how to maintain emotional equilibrium amidst turmoil. His life teaches us the importance of inner fortitude and the ability to remain unaffected by the manipulations of others. Seneca's approach encourages us to build emotional resilience through rational reflection and self-discipline. How did Epictetus use his understanding of emotions to achieve freedom? Epictetus's journey from slavery to philosophical prominence illustrates the transformative power of Stoic principles. He taught that true freedom comes from within, stating, "No man is free who is not master of himself." By mastering his emotions and focusing on his internal state, Epictetus was able to rise above his external circumstances. His teachings emphasize the importance of distinguishing between what we can and cannot control, and of cultivating an inner sense of peace and autonomy. Epictetus's life demonstrates that emotional freedom is achievable through the disciplined application of Stoic practices. What practical steps can we take to apply these Stoic methods in our lives? To guard against emotional deception, start by practicing mindfulness and self-reflection. Regularly set aside time to observe your thoughts and emotions without judgment, noting any patterns or triggers. Engage in journaling to document your reflections and analyze your emotional responses. Additionally, seek out diverse perspectives to challenge your beliefs and prevent echo chambers from reinforcing your emotions. By consistently applying these practices, you can develop greater emotional awareness and resilience, enabling you to see through manipulative tactics and maintain a balanced perspective. Understanding how emotions can be manipulated to deceive us is crucial for maintaining a clear and truthful perspective. The Stoics provide effective methods for managing and understanding our emotions, helping us to guard against emotional manipulation. By practicing mindfulness, self-reflection, and rational analysis, we can develop greater emotional resilience and autonomy. Historical examples from Stoic philosophers like Seneca and Epictetus offer valuable lessons in handling emotional trickery and maintaining inner strength. By incorporating these Stoic practices into our daily lives, we can enhance our ability to see the truth and navigate emotional challenges with wisdom and clarity. Lesson 9: Social Media and Modern Misinformation, a Stoic Approach. Have you ever considered the profound impact social media has on your perception of truth? In today's digital age, social media platforms have become powerful tools that shape our beliefs, opinions, and even our sense of reality. The rapid spread of information, combined with algorithms that prioritize engagement over accuracy, can lead to a distorted view of the world. This environment makes it increasingly difficult to discern truth from misinformation. The Stoics, with their emphasis on rationality and critical thinking, offer valuable strategies for navigating the complexities of modern misinformation and maintaining a clear perspective. How does social media affect our perception of truth? Social media platforms are designed to capture our attention and keep us engaged, often by presenting information that aligns with our existing beliefs. This creates echo chambers where our views are reinforced and opposing perspectives are minimized. Additionally, the speed and volume of information can overwhelm our capacity for critical analysis, making us more susceptible to false or misleading content. The Stoics understood the importance of questioning appearances and seeking deeper understanding. By applying Stoic principles, we can become more aware of these influences and strive to see the truth more clearly amidst the noise. What strategies can the Stoics offer for navigating misinformation online? The Stoics emphasize the importance of rational inquiry and skepticism. Epictetus advised, First, learn the meaning of what you say and then speak, highlighting the need for careful consideration before accepting or sharing information. To apply this in the digital age, we should approach social media with a critical mindset, questioning the sources and validity of the information we encounter. Marcus Aurelius encouraged us to seek out the truth and not be swayed by popular opinion. By prioritizing reason and evidence over emotional reactions and social approval, we can better navigate the landscape of online misinformation. How can we practice digital skepticism effectively? Digital skepticism involves actively questioning the information we consume and the motivations behind it. One practical tip is to verify the credibility of sources before accepting their claims. Look for established, reputable sources and cross-check information across multiple outlets. Be wary of sensational headlines and clickbait, which are designed to provoke emotional responses rather than convey accurate information. Additionally, take the time to read beyond the headlines and understand the context of the information presented. By practicing these habits, we can develop a more discerning approach to the information we encounter online. What role does mindfulness play in maintaining a clear perspective on social media? Mindfulness, a key Stoic practice, involves being fully present and aware of our thoughts and feelings. In the context of social media, mindfulness helps us to recognize when we are being emotionally manipulated or drawn into unproductive arguments. By maintaining a mindful approach, we can pause and reflect before reacting to posts and comments. This allows us to engage more thoughtfully and avoid contributing to the spread of misinformation. How can we create a healthier digital environment for ourselves? The Stoics believed in the importance of curating one's environment to promote virtue and wisdom. In the digital realm, this means being selective about the content and accounts we follow. Choose sources that prioritize accuracy and thoughtful analysis over sensationalism. Limit exposure to content that provokes anxiety, anger, or frustration. Instead, seek out content that informs and enriches your understanding. By curating our digital environment, we can reduce the impact of misinformation and create a space that supports our pursuit of truth and rationality. What practical steps can we take to combat the spread of misinformation? As individuals, we have a responsibility to contribute to a more truthful and informed online community. Before sharing information, take the time to verify its accuracy and consider its potential impact. Avoid spreading unverified claims or engaging in heated debates that amplify misinformation. Instead, focus on sharing well-researched content and engaging in constructive discussions. By approaching social media with humility and a willingness to learn, we can help combat the spread of misinformation. How can we use Stoic principles to engage more positively on social media? The Stoics valued reasoned discourse and respectful dialogue. When engaging with others online, strive to communicate with clarity and respect, even when encountering opposing views. Avoid ad hominem attacks and focus on discussing ideas and evidence. By modeling thoughtful and respectful communication, we can foster a more positive and productive online environment. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Be tolerant with others and strict with yourself." This means holding ourselves to high standards of integrity while being patient and understanding with others. By applying these principles, we can contribute to a more rational and informed social media landscape. What long-term benefits can we expect from applying Stoic strategies to social media use? By consistently applying Stoic principles to our social media interactions, we can develop greater emotional resilience and intellectual clarity. This approach helps us to remain grounded in truth and less susceptible to the distortions of misinformation. Over time, these practices can lead to a more balanced and fulfilling relationship with digital media. We become more discerning consumers of information and more effective communicators of truth. The Stoic way of seeing truth encourages us to navigate the digital world with wisdom and integrity, ultimately enhancing our understanding and enriching our lives. Lesson 10, Journey to Truth. Have you ever wondered what it truly means to live a life guided by truth? The Stoic philosophy offers a comprehensive approach to seeing the truth, incorporating rationality, self-awareness, and ethical living. As we conclude our exploration of Stoic wisdom, We will synthesize the lessons learned into a unified practice for discerning truth and living virtuously. By integrating the principles of perception, rationality, emotional regulation, and critical thinking, we can achieve a clearer understanding of ourselves and the world. This final lesson draws together the insights from our journey to provide a holistic guide to the Stoic way of seeing truth. What have we learned about the power of perception? The Stoics taught us that our perception shapes our experience of reality. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of seeing things as they truly are, free from illusion and bias. By practicing reflective journaling and mindful observation, we can become aware of our perceptions and challenge any distortions. This self-awareness helps us to maintain clarity and objectivity, allowing us to respond to situations with wisdom rather than reactivity. Perception, when grounded in rationality, becomes a powerful tool for uncovering truth and navigating life's complexities. How does rationality help us navigate misinformation? Rationality is central to Stoic philosophy, providing the framework for critical thinking and logical analysis. Epictetus urged us to examine our impressions and seek evidence before forming beliefs. By applying these principles, we can debunk misinformation and avoid being misled by false claims. Practical exercises such as identifying logical fallacies and cross-referencing sources strengthen our ability to discern fact from fiction. Rationality empowers us to approach information with skepticism and discernment, ensuring that our understanding is based on truth and reason. What role does emotional regulation play in seeing the truth? Emotions can cloud our judgment and lead us away from rational decision-making. The Stoics taught us to manage our emotions through mindfulness and self-reflection. Marcus Aurelius advised that our distress often stems not from external events but from our judgments about them. By practicing emotional regulation, we can prevent manipulative influences from exploiting our fears and desires. This inner stability allows us to maintain a clear perspective and make decisions aligned with our values. Emotional resilience is thus essential for protecting our integrity and seeing the truth. How can we apply Stoic principles to counteract social and cultural influences? Social and cultural factors can shape our beliefs and perceptions, often without our awareness. The Stoics emphasize the importance of maintaining independent judgment and questioning societal norms. By engaging in critical self-reflection and seeking diverse perspectives, we can identify and challenge biases influenced by our environment. Marcus Aurelius encouraged us to prioritize truth and reason over popular opinion. By cultivating the courage to stand by our principles, we can navigate social pressures with integrity and clarity, ensuring that our beliefs are truly our own. What strategies can we use to resist propaganda and persuasive deception? Propaganda and persuasive techniques often exploit our emotional vulnerabilities to manipulate our beliefs. The Stoics provided tools for recognizing and resisting these influences. Epictetus advised us to avoid deception by questioning the motives behind information and seeking evidence. By practicing digital skepticism and maintaining a mindful approach to social media, we can protect ourselves from manipulative tactics. Historical examples of Stoics like Seneca and Cato the Younger illustrate the power of steadfastness and rational inquiry in the face of persuasive deception. These strategies help us to uphold the truth and maintain our autonomy. How does the pursuit of wisdom and virtue culminate our journey to truth? Wisdom and virtue are the ultimate goals of Stoic philosophy, guiding us toward a life of truth and ethical living. Wisdom involves understanding the natural order of the universe and making decisions based on rational thought. Virtue encompasses qualities such as courage, justice, temperance, and integrity, which guide our actions and interactions. By integrating wisdom and virtue, we align our inner thoughts with our outward behaviors, creating a harmonious and truthful way of living. This pursuit helps us to navigate life's challenges with clarity and composure. What practical steps can we take to embody the Stoic way of seeing truth? To embody the Stoic principles, we must commit to regular practices that cultivate rationality, self-awareness, and ethical living. Engage in daily journaling to reflect on your thoughts and actions, and identify areas for improvement. Practice mindfulness to stay present and aware of your emotional responses. Seek out diverse perspectives and challenge your assumptions through critical inquiry. prioritize learning and personal growth to continuously refine your understanding of the world. By consistently applying these practices, we can develop a mindset attuned to truth and integrity. How can the teachings of the Stoic philosophers inspire us to live a life guided by truth? The wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, Epictetus, and Seneca provides timeless guidance for living a life of truth and virtue. Their teachings emphasize the importance of rationality, emotional regulation, and ethical behavior in achieving a clear perspective. By studying their works and applying their principles, we can develop a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world. The Stoic way of seeing truth encourages us to strive for wisdom and virtue in all aspects of our lives, leading to a more meaningful and fulfilling existence. This holistic approach offers a powerful framework for navigating the complexities of modern life with clarity and integrity.